Welcome to the first installment of YouTube Through My Eyes. Welcome to the stream slash podcast. If you're listening by audio, welcome. If you're watching with, welcome as well. I'm going to be paying attention to the audio listeners just a little bit more, giving them a little bit more love on this, considering this is a podcast. Now, the idea behind this is YouTube to me is just that. It's a tube. And it's a tube that we all look through a different way, and we all see something different on the other end. We shape YouTube to the way that we interact with it and the way that it benefits our lives. Sometimes we're subscribed to people. Sometimes people watch YouTube and never subscribe to anyone. No one don't even understand what it means to subscribe to somebody. This podcast is to share my perspective of YouTube and to hopefully get some different perspectives of YouTube. I think any creators, anyone who interacts with YouTube, it's beneficial to get multiple perspectives, because if you're a creator, then it gives you inspiration for what you can create, what you can do, and who you can collaborate with. And if you're just a consumer of content, then it opens up the world of entertainment and opens you up to new experiences, new things, because consuming content on YouTube is more than just watching entertainment from your computer chair or your couch or wherever it is that you take it in from. It can open you up to new experiences, new things, and new friends. So that's what this podcast is all about. Just your experience with YouTube, my experience with YouTube, how I interact with it, and how you guys interact with it. In the future, I hope to have guests. I hope to have people right along with me to talk about it. And but we gotta lay some groundwork first. So welcome. My name is Mark. I go by Yamahamian on Twitch. You can catch all my links down below if you guys want to get caught up on that. But other than that, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. The way this is gonna work is we're gonna go in segments. It's going to be first, we're gonna go through my sub box, see who's uploaded, see who I'm subbed to, see who my new subscribers or new subscriptions are, how I intake YouTube and how it's affecting me. And then we'll get into some Reddit questions. We'll go to NewTubers, which, by the way, that's the way this whole podcast spawned, is I was trying to make a video for the NewTubers Reddit answering questions, and I just could talk and talk and talk and talk and talk too much for a video. And I figured, you know what? YouTube is something that I'm passionate about. Let's talk about it. So, the third segment and final segment is going to be shower thoughts, just something random, maybe a question that I come up with for the day. Today's question is going to be how YouTube changed, or how it has changed from the time that I started interacting with YouTube, not being a creator, to the time brought up to now, and how I interact with it now, how it's changed. So welcome. Thank you guys for coming to hang out. Once again, if this is your first time interacting with the channel, anchor.fm is where I'm recording the podcast. They are the sponsor of the stream. Head on over there. It's the best place to start your podcast and get it on as many platforms as possible with as least work as possible. So go ahead over to anchor.fm and check out the podcast there. Now, I guess without any other further ado, let's get into it. What's up, guys? How you doing? Welcome all you live listeners here. Okay, so let's get into my sub box. This is my sub box and what it currently looks like today. I started watching YouTube in 2015. Because I wanted to learn how to ride a motorcycle. When I needed instructions, I went to YouTube. I wasn't subscribed to anybody. I had no like prior interactions with it. It was just raw, like, I just need to figure this out. Let me watch some videos. It could probably help. And I came across the same people over and over: Chase on Two Wheels, Yummy R6, Do It With Dan. I came across these YouTubers, and I started to recognize them as people, and I slowly recognized that people did this on a regular basis, uploaded to YouTube. I don't know, I guess before this, I thought YouTube was just a collection of weird videos that people thought were happened to be fun. You know, I just didn't realize it was a whole nother world. And got wrapped up into the whole subscribe and following certain moto vloggers, and then I branched off into vloggers and so on. So right now we've got Rocket Rider 510. He was live earlier. I figure sharing the subscription box is something that I'd be able to do with guests, maybe have guests onto the show and say, who's in your sub box? Who are you sub to, and what are the videos you're consuming? But right now I've got Rocket Rider 510. He just uploaded Dude Perfect, Captain Sparkles, Choco Taco, Baker X Derek, Gary V, Beast Hacks, Jacksepticeye, Chris Ramsey, Higa TV, Orion Higa, more Gary V, Linus Tech Tips, PewDiePie, of course, come on, who could go a day without PewDiePie, Dr. Disrespect, Markiplier. Some of these people I don't watch all the time. Casey Neistat, some of these people I don't even watch all the time. But this is what my daily consumption looks like, because I don't watch any TV. I barely watch Netflix. I barely ever watch Netflix. And this is my entertainment. This has been my entertainment since 2015, pretty much. It's been enough for me to consume vlogs, gaming, people like Chris Ramsey. He's a magician. He does the puzzles. That's where I got my idea to do my puzzle on the channel that I did earlier. If you haven't, go check that out. But yeah, that's what this is what my subscription box looks like this week. Unbox Therapy, Lou from Unbox Therapy. I watch a lot of his videos. That's what I usually watch first and foremost. Well, actually, I mean, PewDiePie every day. I consume him. I watch a lot of Choco Taco on my off time. Right now, YouTube is kind of weird where there's a lot of content that I like, but there's nothing that I'm like really, really into. I'm looking for new YouTubers, new people, new. I don't know. I guess I've started to look at the trending tab and the random searches because I'm starting to need people. I used to watch Roman Atwood all the time. I used to watch a lot of Do It With Dan and Walter Riffick and those guys. But YouTube has kind of changed in the sense that it seems like people are starting to realize that it's a viable place to go to for a living and stuff like that. So it's being flooded with a lot of nonsense. And when things get flooded with a lot of nonsense for a long time, there's been a lot of people taking advantage of YouTube's system. So YouTube has put up a lot of defenses, changed a lot of rules, and done a lot of things that have made it kind of like, oh man, we got to follow these rules and do this and that. And I'm looking forward to the time that's coming where it loosens up and you don't have to follow so many strict rules, because people will get, you know, things will loosen up as time goes on. But right now, things are still kind of got good grips on them because we're trying to please the companies for ad revenue and things like that. So I'm looking forward to the time where things get a little more lax. The rubber band comes back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We have the same boomer recommendations. But if you guys would like to come in and experience this podcast live, feel free. Mondays, 5 p.m. We've got Sky Battler here, Jouse, Lucas Vieira, some guy. We've got Jazzy, Olivia, Touch Me. That's someone's name. They're in there, I swear. We've got these guys hanging out with us live. I know that I'm not, I don't interact completely with the live guys, but this is more of a podcast format for you guys that I've decided to record to get my ideas out there. Now, nothing crazy is going on. Dr. Disrespect, I take in every single day. And Gary V, not every single day, but quite often. When I need a push to feel motivated to do something or to make content or do anything, I come to this sub box and I watch all of these things. And watching Dr. Disrespect or Choco Taco might inspire me to make a gaming video. Watching Gary V inspires me to just do anything at all. Watching Casey Neistat, Peter McKinnon, they'll push me to make something like a vlog, you know, something like that, just to go out there. And these things literally inspired me to do these individual things. People like Rocket Rider 510 just inspire me to get out there and get up and start moving, pick up my camera and do something. Because every time he has an idea and I'm not uploading is the time that he has an idea that I don't, you know, and I don't know. I like that challenge. I like to try to keep up, you know, keep moving. But I'm going to go ahead and end that right there. That's my sub box this week. PewDiePie, the whole boomer thing. It's crazy. PewDiePie. The OK Boomer thing is funny, and I think he touched on it on his video today, where millennials are like OK Boomer when you do something that's like old, like you're proving yourself to be old or whatever. I think it's funny because like these generational things, like boomers, like 60s, you know, and then there's boomer, there's generation X, you know, whatever. But they're all based on the time that you were born. And people are like, well, if you just do something that's old, all of a sudden you're a boomer. Like, not even understanding what it is. And it's funny. But Casey Neistat seems to be dipping his toes back in the vlogging world. And Candace is putting on her best smiles for the camera. It's funny. It's weird. It's cool to see Casey vlogging again. It's weird to see Candace so happy. It's cool to see them, you know, go out to Mexico and have a good time. That was cool. I would think it'd be cool to see a daily vlog again. Maybe not every single day, but like a two a week or something like that. I think it'd be cool to see that for Casey to pick up the camera again. I'd be excited for that. Let's put it this way. Like if he started ramping up and started making videos and they started being regular and then like we started settling into a groove, like settling into a Casey groove is a fun groove. And I'd be excited for that. Some of these things I don't watch until I'm like desperate. Like people like say Jacksepticeye, Beast Hacks, Mr. Beast second channel. Let's see. Markiplier, Baker X Derek, those are kind of the people that I if I'm desperate for content to watch, that's what I'll end up watching. But I don't get as much time as I used to watch content. It used to be that every single clip would have the little red line on it saying watched, because I would watch every single video of every single person that I was subbed to all the time. But I've kind of gotten away from that. And maybe it's time to start pruning the sub box. I don't know. Okay. Let's see. So but other than that, the next thing that I kind of wanted to move on to, and I figure these first few podcasts would be a little shorter, getting into the groove of things and figuring them out, maybe 30 minutes just to get you to work and back or something like that. Maybe a 15-minute ride here, a 30-minute, 20-minute ride there, maybe a shower, maybe getting ready for work, whatever it is. It's just a moment for you to chillax or whatever. If you guys are interested in coming on, maybe you're a creator, maybe you're a moto vlogger, maybe you're Rocket Rider 510. Maybe you're someone who's just a up and coming new YouTuber and you'd like a chance to join in on the fun, maybe have some questions asked of you, that'd be great. I would enjoy it. But yeah, that's my sub box. That's what's going on in my sub box right now. Choco Taco, Minecraft, some Casey Neistat, and Rocket Rider 510. And then some vlogs, you know, just PewDiePie, some tech news, Dr. Disrespect, some Twitch short stuff. That's what my sub box. Nothing crazy happened this week. No outlandish. I guess I could go back a week because in a week from now we'll be doing this again. So it's like a whole week recap, you know. I've run out of things to watch on YouTube. You know, I'm starting to feel that way as well, but my sub box still gives me content every day. I still have plenty of things that I'm enjoying. Dr. Disrespect, I really enjoy. Gary Vee, I really enjoy. PewDiePie, I really enjoy. You guys know I go to church, so to speak, Wednesday and Sundays, live online with Creflo Dollar Ministries. But in the past week or so, there hasn't been anything real crazy that's been uploaded. Air Max, oh my God, Lou in his podcast clips, like he has like 87, I feel like 87 clips a day. And I was uploading a lot of clips from my podcast, like maybe I was uploading one a day for a little bit. And I kind of realized that maybe a little much. I don't know. You guys let me know what you think about that. Do It With Dan. I don't know. YouTube has been like 10% motorcycles for me, 30% vlogs, and then 60% and then another 30% tech, and then 30% just kind of random stuff. It used to be like 90% vlog, 10% gaming. Like that was it. But all right, I'm going to move on from that. I'm going to move on to the next segment. Reddit. Okay, so I have been doing this where I have been making videos. This is where this started. Today I was making another Reddit video and it's done, pretty much done. I think I'm updating it now. Or I'll just be going back to polish it up and stuff like that. But I made another Reddit video. During that video, I realized something. I realized that I could talk for days about these questions and answering these questions, and there just isn't enough time in videos for me to... There just isn't enough time in videos for me to say everything that I want to say without getting boring for a while. So I figured now I can say it in a podcast format where... If you're listening, you're here to hear it. And if you're not listening, then you're not hearing. You know what I mean? I don't know. Okay, so I guess let's get into it. I'm going to go through some of the questions that I passed over in the video, some of the questions that maybe I wanted to take a little bit more time to answer. And the first question being, it was actually asked by, and I skipped over this, and I put it in the video. You'll see later. But you'll see tomorrow. JT Southern Fried asked me a question in a video, and I've been trying to address it in a video. I've tried to like 18 times and I cannot get it out short enough for a video. But his question was, is it important for your channel to worry about, you know, channel tags and links and scheduling videos? And long story as short as I can make it, I think that it is really important for channels to tailor their channel for traffic. Links in the description and like the hashtags that they've created the functionality for where it shows up in blue above your title of your video, I think it's important to use those as much as you can. The channel tags, for instance, the hashtags that go above your title, in blue, I think those are good to maybe add more information to the video. You could put a hashtag for a topic of something that's in the video that maybe you couldn't display in the title or the thumbnail. It's just an extra place to put extra in-your-face information. And then the description, putting all your links and everything that you can, optimizing your channel for all of your stuff to be in one place available. I think it's really important for that. Some people don't put much weight in putting anything in the description because they don't click in the description box. But there are a lot of people who do click in that description box. And if you can make as less work for the viewer as possible by putting all that stuff in one place, it's definitely going to help. Streamlining things for ease of use is always going to make it better for the viewer and more accessible, and it's going to help people navigate your content a little bit better. And then last but not least, actually before I get to last, channel tags, actual channel tags. When you go to set up your actual channel and there's channel tags, a lot of people, the harsh belief is to go with the streamlined one niche thing and stay in that lane as much as possible so that you can possibly stand out when someone's looking for that specific thing. And that may be a high probability chance of, you know, getting discovered or whatever. That may have a high probability, but I don't think it's the only way to have a high probability. I tend to do things opposite way, and with my channel tags, all of my channel tags are not even relevant to each other. They're all kind of different and in different categories. You could place them in different places, but I do that because they're all relevant to my channel and the content that I provide on my channel. If someone's searching paintballing on my channel, for instance, or searching paintballing, for instance, I got my channel tagged for paintball and a few phrases for paintball. If someone is searching, like YouTubers, like, then I've got it tagged for that. I've got it tagged for Mr. Beast. I've got it tagged for gaming. I've got it tagged for a lot of different things. And a lot of people think that maybe just kind of spreading yourself thin. I think it's making myself available for a broader audience. And there is a wrong way to do this, though. You don't just pick popular tags and put them on your channel because you know people are going to search them, because then you just end up in a lot of searches that you don't belong in. You become a nuisance to people searching for specific content. If you pick popular tags related to the content that you offer, that's a win-win, because not only are you opening up the categories that you're offered to, but it is directly related to your content. So if someone finds that, they know that you're reliable for that type of content, and then maybe they enjoy something else on the channel as well. But one thing I know that pushed me in that direction or backs that claim up a lot more is that a lot of YouTubers wind up complaining about feeling like they're inside of a box that they've kind of worked themselves into. I don't want to end up like that. And I think it's very easy to end up in that box by going with what works all the time, making specific content because you know it works. I think the motive behind making your content should be what you are excited to make, what you are passionate about making, because then your best is shown. And when your best is shown, it draws viewers to it. Instead of catering to what you think is going to work all the time, which you may get tired of, you get tired of playing to that part, and that's not what I want to do. So yes, my channel tags don't always relate to each other and they're not always the same, but I think that's the better way to go, is to, you know, pick a few categories that my channel relates to, and then even if they don't relate to each other necessarily, if it relates to my channel, throw those tags in there and tailor them to what my channel is. I can't just leave them in there. I have to change them and update them because I'm changing as a person. And a lot of people like to say, create your, or find your niche, find your niche, find your niche. I believe that by doing that, by, you know, tagging my channel, maybe it's different things. Maybe it's a couple different things, random things. I believe in doing that, I'm creating a niche instead of finding a niche that anybody else could be looking for as well. I feel like I'm creating a niche. You know what I mean? Okay. So that's why I couldn't answer that question in a video. It's just, there's just so much that I could say about it. Okay, JT Southern Fried, I hope you got that. If you happen to see this, I hope you did. If not, I hope that this helps somebody else. Now let's look at these questions here on Reddit. Tons of exposure and views, very little amount of subscribers. What could I be doing different? I don't know. I'm not in that predicament. Does trending topics help grow a channel? Is it good to grow a YouTube channel by jumping on trending topics and ideas? I have recently been trying to do that, but I don't know if it'll help my channel in the long run. Oof. If I'm answering that question as honestly as possible, I think it does help. If those topics are relevant to you and you genuinely have something to provide as value to that topic, a valuable perspective to that topic, then yeah, go ahead and jump in on it. I think it's totally fine to do so, and I think that that's going to help, because when people are searching those trending topics, you know, if your video pops up, if your video is available and you're there in the first moments, then, you know, thank you for that follow or that subscribe, whatever that was. Thank you. But those trending topics are getting lots of clicks. And if you expose yourself to that person, maybe they enjoy that video and then find out that they enjoy the rest of your content as well. Anything to get yourself exposure, I think, is good. Although there is a thin line between okay and not okay. So it makes these talks kind of hard to know what is okay and what's not okay. But I think jumping on trending topics is okay as long as they're relevant to you and your life and you actually have valuable information to input. Next. Okay. What are some good places, maybe even suburbs, to promote? Where do I start finding a YouTube niche? I started investing in cartoon show, copyright claim, done on purpose. When starting out, do you put up quantity over quality? I like this one. As the title suggests, when starting out a YouTube channel, do you recommend publishing content such as gameplay videos, thoughts, etc., over montages, reviews, or guides? Most people say quality, but if you have two or three of them, will people subscribe? Okay. I was watching a video the other day, and he said something that I agreed with wholeheartedly, and he said, I agree that you want to shoot for quality. However, quantity adds to the quality. I think I said that right. You want to shoot for quality. However, quantity adds to the quality. Meaning, if you go back and look at my videos when I first started on my first channel, they weren't as good. Even if you go back on the videos on this very channel that you're on, it started earlier this year, they're not as good as some of the videos that I've been making recently. Quality-wise, my speaking to the camera, all of that. And because I've continued to upload, I didn't say, oh my God, it's not good enough. I'm not going to upload this video. Oh my God, this is crap. I can't upload this. I can't do this. I can't put this on the internet. Instead, I decided to continue uploading, even though I knew it could be better. I decided to upload the best that I could do and shoot for better next time. And because of that, I learned through execution. The things that I executed allowed me to analyze what I had done to get better. Analyzing my mistakes to get better. And the only way to be able to do that was to make those mistakes. And to make those mistakes, I had to make videos. So I made videos. Some of them were bad. Some of them I don't want to go back to. Some of them I don't want to even look at, you know. But because of that, I learned what I want to go back and fix next time. JT Southern Fried, what's up, dude? I'm not sure if you caught that earlier, but I was answering your question finally that you left in my comment of the first Reddit video because I had a very hard time answering it before. For those of you listeners of the podcast, if you guys want to join us live, it's 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on YouTube and the Leave Your Mark YouTube channel. Link down below in the description. Come check it out live if you'd like a chance to talk with me. I hope I finished my thought because I can't remember where I was at. Yes. So quantity, you want to shoot for quality always. However, quantity leads to quality. So put in the work, upload, and analyze, and improve. That's the idea. Don't not upload something because you're too embarrassed to show some mistakes. Look around on YouTube and there's plenty of other people making worse mistakes all the time. So go ahead, make a few mistakes so that you can learn what to do. It's not okay to continuous. There's certain people who will get upset at people who are uploading shit work or just horrible videos. And I agree and I disagree at the same time. While I agree that nobody should upload just shit to the platform, I disagree in the sense that sometimes you have to upload something that is not that great in order to get to something great. And where I differ or where I draw my line is, if you're uploading shit, just make sure that shit is getting a little bit nicer over time. Make sure you're polishing that shit over time. It should be getting better every time you upload. It shouldn't be the same shit over and over. Mark, you got that quality. Thank you so much, Delusional Gamer, but I have not had that quality forever. I had to work for it and I had to figure out what was going on and what I was doing wrong. So back to this question. When you start out a YouTube channel, do you recommend publishing content such as gameplay videos, thoughts, etc., over montages, review, or guides? Most people say quality. So yeah, like I said, numbers. And you, when it comes to YouTube, I think the best train of thought is upload what you want to see, what you want to do, what you can have a vision for, what you would like to see, the videos that you like to see. Try to recreate that in your way. If there's something that you enjoy, if you enjoy riding bikes, if you enjoy working out, then make a workout channel. If you enjoy riding bikes, then goddammit, fix tire tubes on your YouTube channel. Lean into what you like, and if you don't know what you like, start doing things to figure out what you like. But the type of content that you make should never be predicated on what you think the audience wants. It should first always come from your heart and what you want to make, and then tailor it to the audience. But first and foremost, start from a base of what you want to make and then tailor it to the audience. And then start putting the YouTube algorithm spin on things. But make what you want and then put your YouTube algorithm and methods and rituals on top of that. But don't sacrifice the content for those rituals and analytics and stuff. Got to polish that turd till it shines. Yes, yes. Okay, so let's move on to the next question here. Do you guys like the idea of my channel? Would it be strange to combine a gaming and art channel? No, do whatever you feel like it and just make it yours. I'm telling you, the people that stand out are the people who do it their way. Puns were not very funny jokes, and puns overall are not very seen as very, they're seen as low forms of comedy. However, Liza Koshy rose to the top of the world, and now she's like taking over everything, and she rose to that throne on puns because it was her thing and she did it well. So it's not about what you do, it's about how passionate you are about it and what you put into it, really. Thumbnails. How in God's name do I make thumbnails, let alone good thumbnails? If I can't, or I'm bad at drawing or painting or whatever, my friend uses templates, which is probably a good idea. I just wanted to hear you guys' thought. Thumbnails. Okay. Thumbnails. Make, first of all, when it comes to thumbnails, make them any way you possibly can. If the only way that you can do it is screenshotting a part of the video, then do it. If the only way that you can do it is using paint, then do it. If the only way you can do it is taking a picture, then do it. I don't care how it is, but you get it done somehow. These are the guidelines that I'm going to tell you that I've used that I've recently started kind of looking at closer and paying attention to and made adjustments to that I've seen good changes from. I've seen my click-through rate go up. My click-through rate is the percentage of times that people see my thumbnail or my video versus the time that they click on it. So the higher that percentage, the better. I'm learning what's a good percentage, and I'm not going to sit here and discuss what's a good percentage and what's a bad percentage, because that's going to vary for every channel. What you need to shoot to do is make that number better. That's all that matters. So I'm getting a baseline right now for the average click-through rate of my videos. I mean, that tells me right then and there, but I'm shooting for better and what is making changes. And what I've noticed is raise my click-through rate very little, but a little bit is better than nothing, is paying attention to my thumbnails in a different way. I used to use my thumbnails as a means of, I would put words in them and communicate some words through, and I still do sometimes. But for the most part, my number one priority is having my face or a girl's face in the thumbnail, or better yet, both, but a face in the thumbnail nonetheless. Faces communicate a lot of information, and I believe that humans connect with them subconsciously when you see them. So a face on a thumbnail provides a connection to the video on a subconscious level that makes it easier for you to click on it and soak in the information that it's conveying to you. Excitement, fright, any of those things are a lot easier to convey to a viewer, and tone of the actual video are conveyed through a face a lot more. And then in the background behind that face or your profile, whatever it may be, I suggest putting a descriptive part of the video. I like to use screen grabs from the actual video and brighten them up, just make them brighter, and use a screen grab from the actual video of something, maybe the character that I'm talking about in the video, maybe a shocking moment of the video. It doesn't necessarily have to be what the video is about, but if it's a shocking moment of the video, or if it's just a clear perspective of something, just a clear, not too much going on. You don't want it to be too congested. Just a very clear vision of what's happening in the video behind that face. And then once you learn how to, you give both of those a border or a stroke and section that off. And then you use your title to convey the words that you can't convey in the image. So make sure that you're using both the title and the thumbnail are as two separate forms of communication. The title is conveying the words that you want to in the video. And the thumbnail is conveying some other information, some other value, but maybe along the same lines, but different information. Like, don't have Black Hayabusa racing a Harley, and then have a Black Hayabusa and a Harley right next to each other racing. Maybe instead, you could show maybe in the thumbnail, it could be the Harley coming close to a car and putting, and maybe in small words, close call. So in the title, you've conveyed that a Harley and a Hayabusa are gonna race. What the hell? Why is that gonna happen? And then in the picture, it's a captivating moment of like, oh my God, is that Harley gonna hit this thing? And then you realize in the title that they're racing, and you're like, oh my God, they might crash in this race against this Harley and Hayabusa. You get what I'm saying? So split up your information accordingly the best way you can. Okay. That's it. That's all I'm going to take for questions. And, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and, talk about, this is shower thoughts. This segment is shower thoughts. This is just a chance for me to get my mind out about YouTube, and I'm going to have a different question every week, something to elaborate on. Question this week is going to be, you know, let me catch up a little bit with the people that have been here live with me. I appreciate you guys very much. I know I haven't shown you much love this whole time, but All Might, glad to have you here. No subs, no vids, glad to have you here. JT Southern Fried, glad to have you here. Delusional Gamer, thank you so much for showing up. Joust, thank you so much for showing up and sticking around. This is going to be every Monday, an hour every Monday. You like that wallpaper? Thank you very much. Those of you who have not been watching, listening on the podcast, you guys can tune in every Monday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on YouTube and the Leave Your Mark YouTube channel. It's down below, linked down below for you. Now, the question that I have made for today is, how has YouTube changed? And you know what? And the plan is to have guests to ask these questions to talk about the questions on Reddit to invade their subscription box. I think it'll be fun. So this is just a start here. So let's go. Now at the end of this, like I said, shower thoughts. The question this week is, how has YouTube changed for me over the time period of me starting YouTube, starting to consume YouTube, just being introduced to it till now? And it's changed a lot. YouTube, at the time I got into it, because pranks were still, I think 2015 or so, pranks were still kind of big. Pranks were still kind of, they were fizzling out. They were really fizzling out, and vlogs were taking over. Logan Paul had just started. Roman Atwood didn't just start, but Roman Atwood was hot. I'm trying to remember who else. It's really hard to remember who else, but Alfie Days. I watched a lot of Do It With Dan, Walter Riffick, Yummy R6, Chase on Two Wheels. A lot of moto vloggers. Moto vlogs and vlogs ruled my life. I came home and I made sure I watched every single one. I was like fighting to watch vlogs while I was at work. Like, YouTube took over my life. It started off as just utility, how to do this, how to do that. And then eventually, it, like I said, it took over my life. I was watching Netflix shows, and then, you know, when I didn't have any Netflix shows, I would watch YouTube. And then slowly it turned into YouTube, and then maybe some Netflix sometimes, and then it turned into just solely YouTube for a long time, for a good couple of years. But YouTube was vlogs. A lot of people were, and it was raw vlogs. It was like, moto vloggers and vloggers were, there's still like a lot of people who act like regular people. They were telling you about their day or just random things that would happen on the internet. Like, they would talk about it in a funny way, make a good video, and it was fun to watch. And vloggers were still just kind of random people jumping on and telling about their days. And it was young. Vlogging was still kind of young, even though there were some vloggers that were already vlogging for 5 years, 10 years. You know what I mean? Like Jesse, Boyfriend Versus Girlfriend, in Roman Atwood. Years. They were already vlogging for years. But I think people were just then getting excited for the life of vloggers, the like just seeing into the lives of people, seeing videos of how people lived and how they got along and stuff like that, and relatable moments. It was a peek into people's lives that the world hadn't gotten, and now it's full swing where people are dressing up their lives and trying to make it as sensational as possible for vlogs, because then now they realize that people want to watch it. I have a feeling that, I mean, it's already dumbing back down, and it goes back to the question of, you know, where is it at now? YouTube is dumbing back down. It's going back down to, okay, we've had enough sensationalized shit. Now let's have some real stuff. Let's have some stuff of value. Let's just have some stuff. I want to look at it for value, or you know, Mr. Beast spending money. I think we're getting coming into a season where we're realizing that we can do so much good with it. So there's going to be a push for doing good, giving money, giving cars away. You know, there's already been that push, but now it's the 20 million trees being planted. So good things are going to start to rule on YouTube for a little while, but everything comes and goes in cycles. You know, everything comes and goes. So it changes, it transforms. And right now it's money, flashing, you know, giving away money, doing nice things. I think, like I said, people are starting to realize that you can be better. The internet is a place that you can be better. We spent a lot of time being horrible, being ridiculous. And I think people are starting to stand up and realize that we can be better. Honestly, that's where I see things going. And a lot of fake things that people have been watching and fake vlogs and fake people doing fake contests and things like that. It's going to die off. I think people are yearning for something real, real life people, real life situations, and without the veil of a camera. You know, I think it's possible to be on camera without a camera and the persona that comes on with the camera. I think it's possible to show that, and people are yearning for that. So I don't know. I think things are coming to a much more real place on YouTube, but things get worse before they get better. We know that. All right. That's going to be the end of the podcast. The end of YouTube Through My Eyes. That was the first one, the only one. Until next week, Monday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, will be the next one. And we'll be going over the sub box, what's updated, where YouTube is at through the week. I'll probably diving into like specific things a little more, maybe dive into some YouTube drama if there is any, cover what PewDiePie is talking about, cover what people are talking about, cover what memes are at the top of the list. You know, maybe we'll have some sort of meme review where we cover what memes are ruling YouTube at the moment, you know. If you have any ideas, join my Discord. You can join by the links below, and there's a feedback channel. Leave them in the feedback channel and come back next week. Make sure you join. I would love for you guys to come hang out. Leave a comment, rate, review for the podcast. Joust, All Might, I think this was interesting. I think these podcasts are going to be good. Good, 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 good. I hope that you guys enjoy. Let me know, like I said, join the Discord, leave the feedback, or just leave it in the comments of the video. But if you're interested in being a guest, you have to have a webcam. You have to have a webcam. So, webcam, and then we'll set something up so you can join me. I would love for you to be a part of the stream. Leave something in the comments, join my Discord, get at me there, whatever you want to. Tomorrow, Tuesday through Saturday, starts my regular streaming, my streaming schedule, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You guys be there. I would love for you guys to join me. You guys can join the Minecraft server by earning Yaz in the chat. Go join over there. Hit exclamation point Yaz to find out how many you have on my channel. Other than that, I'll see you guys next week. And tomorrow is the Reddit video that I tried to work on that inspired this podcast. So subscribe, hit the alerts, do all that fun stuff. But thank you guys so much for listening. Take it easy. I'll see you next week. Peace. Back to Minecraft. We're gonna play a little bit tonight. I got my fiance.